Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lebanor. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, March 26, 2025. I'm fumbling on the dates. Today's episode is also rated R and F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, freaking label as a motherfucking crook. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Excuse me. Take care. Before I continue, I need to send a shout out to what I like to consider the heartbeat of this interaction, of this thing of ours, of this podcasting thing, and that's you listeners. So whatever you're doing, stop. Take a pause and applaud yourself now. And then also a special shout out if this happens to be your first time listening. You can also applaud yourself and also please realize, feel welcome. Now, I don't expect all of you to stick around or to feel what I got to say, but to those unique few who do hang around, I say an additional welcome, and here's hoping I say something that resonates and that leads us to making history. All right. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. Email address is ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. In today's episode, titled Raised to Be Monsters, talk about the concept. It was inspired by the title of the last episode and a reminder. I'm going to talk about how we were raised to be to be monsters. And I'll elaborate later. But before I do that, I would like to start off with some quotes and randomness. Okay, let's do this. All right, first quote goes, life is too short to spend it at war with yourself. Let it marinate. Two, you will be considered crazy by all those people who cannot manipulate you. I was, this reminded me of a relative who, a toxic relative. And then in one of our many usual conflicts, arguments, whatever, it ended with him saying, yo, you should see a shrink. Something's wrong with your head. You should see a shrink. And unbeknownst to him at the time was I was seeing a therapist, and who didn't realize the therapist was telling me shit like, you don't have to put up with shit like that. And that's what I did. Stop putting up with shit like that. So yeah, funny. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. The people who can't manipulate you. Calling you crazy. Calling you like, hey, the rest of the world is gonna look down on you. That's their tactic. All right, last quote goes, the person I needed the most taught me I need nobody. Shout out to the people this quote applies to. Not all of you, but some of you this will resonate and will make so much sense to you. All right, okay. Now for some randomness. First item, I'm going to try to keep this one short. I mean, the randomness section. I'm going to start with this one. It's called, the content creator's name is Ashley the Baroness. And her caption reads, history and headlines, decoded, unfiltered, and way more interesting than school. And she said something that made me think, thank God for hip hop. I'm not going to play the full thing because I'm going to leave it for you to listen to it on yourself, by yourself. Links will be in the show notes. Excuse me, links are in the show notes, so you can check it out for yourself, get the full experience. But here he goes. Here we go.
If you grew up in the 90s, you remember them. The slow, sad music, the camera zooming in on a little black child with a bloated stomach and flies on their face. And the voiceover just sitting there whispering, the voiceover of the white man, mind you, or white lady, and some of them, for just 10 cents a day, you can save them. What? But wait, as a kid, we believed it. We thought that all of Africa looked like that. That it was just starving, helpless kids, waiting for some white missionary to drop those bags of rice that they dropped from the helicopters. That shit was crazy. But the image, the story, it wasn't just misleading. They fucking lied to us.
Fucking lied
That
to
was a
us.
manufactured lie. A lie that made sure that we saw Africa as weak, desperate, and broken. A lie that made sure that you funneled your money straight into the pockets of those charities that were run by the same people that helped cause this fucking issue in the first place.
Amen, sister. All right, okay. I'll let you check it out, listen to it yourself. She makes a good point. My takeaway from this is, like I said, thank God for hip hop, because, like I said, I still remember being in school, and because I went to French school, going to school, French school, and we would read those Tintin books or Asterix. Google Tintin, T-I. Oh, you know, Tintin is an English thing too, right? But and in there were like, man, French people don't give a fuck, man. That was the racist, potent racism. So there was images of they would, you know, they'd have like this African, this character that was supposed to represent an African, and this is like savagery, like they, holy cow, grotesque. They had the bone in their nose, and they were like huge, and they talked like pure ignorance. It was awful bad. You did not want to be associated with this character. And I remember seeing that, and you know, laughing, right? But I never made the link between me and this character. You know who did? My fucking white classmates. They would look at it and they'd be like, hey, is that your uncle? Is that your grandfather? And the thing is, I had no idea. Again, I'm a child, sheer innocence, pure innocence. I was like, why would you associate me with, because of his skin? And I remember how it gave me a source of shame about being black or anything related to, don't link me with that continent. Then fast forward to me, age 11, discovering Raising Hell by Run DMC and Jam Master Jay. And on that album, there's a song called Proud to Be Black. And something changed in my brain. Because at the time, my 11-year-old self, it was a revolutionary concept. It was a revolutionary idea to be proud to be black. Because at the time, I only saw black as something to be ashamed of, a mistake, some kind of curse, like God fucked up for some reason. He's pissed at me and my family and my ancestors. But that's at the time, that's what it was. But then, proud to be black, and I'm like, yeah. And it grew on me. And fast forward to the conscience era of hip hop. To you kids out there, consciences was what we used to use for the word woke. What we would say for woke, but yeah, conscious. Where rappers would talk about being from the, about, you know, about being African, I'm a proud African, and all shit like that. Proud to be black, proud to be African, Africa, this, blah, 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 descendant ancestors, all the above, right? And especially X-Clan, shout out to X-Clan, because they took Afrocentricity to the max and blew that shit up. They had songs playing, and in the video they had it all. And oh man, it just made you proud, made me proud that my ancestors were from that continent. It's amazing how I never made the link between, like, how the fuck did all these blacks get in the Caribbean? Did they grow there? Yeah, whatever. And whatever, man. And but I remember like that, what is it called? What's that word? I forget that. I was gonna use a Stephen Covey word for when you change your perception of something, going from shame to pride. But yeah, that's what I mean, man. Thank God for hip hop for being my the first time or my earliest memory, beginning of deconstructing my views of Africa. The continent, being emphasized, the continent. So yeah. That's it. All right, okay. Next item. I'm searching in my brain. Am I forgetting something? All right, okay. Okay, this clip that I'm going to play is, did I mention? Yeah, I did mention. Okay, shout out to Ashley DeBaroness. Check out her stuff. Okay, next item is, I'm going to play a clip that had me thinking about something I said on a previous episode about fat phobia. And just to put it into words is how fat phobia seems to be an acceptable coping mechanism for being fat. Like, it's okay to be fat as long as you hate yourself and you let the world know you hate yourself. Bonus points if you exercise, but yeah, fuck that. Fuck the exercise, fuck the health. But what's important for us is for the world to see that you are ashamed and you loathe yourself. And here I'll play it and we'll take it from there.
Funny that you stitched my video, but you only stitched the part that fits your narrative that you want
to
create.
I clipped a part of your video to create my own narrative. Okay, let's see what narrative your page creates.
You're just a fat fucking bitch.
Shut up, bitch. You're fat.
Having morning skinny and hitting my vape and getting nauseous and having diarrhea.
Your punishment is being fat. You're stuck in fat jail.
Why are you still fat?
Stop being a sad fucking lazy piece of fucking shit.
You're fat.
Before I come and beat the fucking shit out of you.
Because you're fat.
That's fine. You'll be fat this summer.
I'm eating like a gluttonous pig.
I woke up this morning feeling fat.
You're fat. I'm tired. I'm not gonna go. Okay, have fun being fucking fat this summer. Go to the fucking gym, you dumbass, and stop eating like a gluttonous pig.
Got off your fat ass.
Health conditions, shut up. There's no health condition that's going to make you obese.
You see, Jacqueline, this is not personal. I've had the pleasure of never coming across your account. However, my followers have. Your content, along with other women's content that are spewing this very hateful rhetoric about fat bodies, are not only impacting them, but society as a whole. We don't live in a vacuum, and eating disorders are the second deadliest mental illness behind opioid addiction. So this ain't no just scroll situation. Just because that is how you feel, and that might be how others feel, does not make it law. You said, for a fact, that you can't live happily, mentally, or physically in a fat body. You said they were lying. Like, can we get real? Can we get honest about what you're actually promoting? Because it isn't health. Somebody that's been in recovery for her own ED for years now, it is just so disheartening to see that you can spread such a hateful narrative and think that you don't have any blood on your hands. And you wondered why I brought up race? Look up the racial origins of fat phobia. Seek help and get a diary.
I'm not gonna mention, well, I'm linking the video. So you could read it for yourself to see the original content creator that got stitched. And but I am going to say, well, two things. First, I'm going to say the content creator who you heard stitching, her name is Faith Montoya? Faith Montoya. Let me confirm, make sure I get this right. Faith Montoya. Or Faith. Faith for short. And dang. She's a fine woman. My God. Okay. And she's a fine, pretty woman. Okay. And she got a lot of content. Okay, I'm a little distracted. I'm trying to focus here. Okay. The other person who I'm not going to mention, who will remain unnamed. I clicked on her profile, and I want to use her as something I was talking about in a previous episode. And it's funny, I was talking about boys, about men growing up empty. I would use her as the symbol for emptiness. I talked about how I was raised by people, surrounded by people who had their own issue, who were empty as well, who were trying to like fill themselves in pour in, like essentially seek validation, got their validation from others. I can tell from this faith lady that even without checking her content out, right? All the makeup, all her clip is, I'm just going to use the word empty. Don't know her personally, but I know enough that she's the people who I would have tried to get validation from. And that's what I was wrong. And if you listen to her, she'll say that, yeah. I'm just fat shaming you so you'll lose weight. And the reality is, if shaming actually changed people's characters, Trump would be a better person. A lot of MAGA people would not exist. If faith was that effective, don't take it personal. But again, they'll tell you that, no, I'm just fat shaming you. I'm being fat phobic so as a way to motivate you. And I'm saying that shit does not work. It just encourages you to be self-hatred or to lose weight for other people's approval. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't lose weight or whatever. No, that's your choice. I'm saying do it because you want to. Do it because it motivates you. Like I said, I've been using other people's acceptance to lose weight, and it just made the situation worse. Trying to gain the respect of people that fuck who don't even deserve my time of day. People that when I die won't be given a fuck about. When I or they die won't be given a fuck about. But anyways, I think when I first heard that other content creator, the original one that who got stitched, my first thought was she's empty. No soul. Yeah. All right, okay, that's it for randomness. Let's jump into featured thought. But before we do that, a word from our sponsor. Damn, she fine. Okay, damn, she fine, but she party all the time. Okay, all right, okay, let's take a break. And I'm back. All right, this might be a short episode, which is cool. I tell you, I'm cat sitting, and I did tell you. Those who listened to the past episode, and I'm not coughing. What's that about? Anyway, by the way, this is my second time recording because I guess I forgot to hit record. Not the whole thing. Doesn't matter. All right, but on the previous episode, I was coughing way more. And I was starting to wonder whether there was something wrong with this room. Oh. Ah, shit. All right, well, fuck it. If you don't hear from me, then I was bitten by a spider. I was talking about how I was starting to suspect that maybe there's something. It was adding to my suspicion that there's something up with this room that's causing me to cough. And I was wondering how the fact that this cat doesn't come in this room. I mean, it comes in and then it straight leaves. And I'm like, what do you know that I don't know? So I'm just saying. Is that a treat? That's impossible. Okay, whatever. All right, okay. That's what I forgot to get. All right, okay, let me get this. Sorry, I'm looking at the time and saying, oh, look at all the time I saved. Okay, let's get to this. Okay, before I get to the feature thought. No, I'm getting into the feature thought, but I want to explain what inspired the thought. First and foremost, I can't find the clip anymore, but I think it was on Spread Smiles subreddit, and it was a clip of how does it start? It's I forget the caption, but it's a little boy minding his own business, and the mom says, "Hey, she's awake. Your sister's awake." All right, the caption says he loves his sister, something like that, right? And this boy might have been like 5-6 years old, really young, whatever, right? Like cute, whatever, adorable kid. And the mom's like, "She's awake." It's just the camera's on the kid lying on the couch watching television. He goes, "Hey, your sister's awake," and he's like, And he's so excited that he runs up the stairs, and then he lies beside the baby, who's his sister, right? And he goes, you know, and he kisses her and whatever. It was just some adorable shit. And it just had me thinking about how on the last episode, how I stick to my gun, but the last episode titled Straight Men Are Red Flags. I wouldn't call it male bashing, but I was airing out my hatred for masculinity. For sake conversation, for men. I have some deep-rooted resentment towards masculinity. But you're a man. I'm not talking about us. And I remember ending the episode that a man amongst men are men who simply are decent fucking human beings. Shit like that. Because that's how... Anyways, I air out my disappointment, my grievance. I put it all out there. And it's as if, like, I think I defused. I calmed down. And after that episode... Because that's what these things... You know, they're therapeutic for me, right? It's like I let it all out. And then that clip reminded me that we all started out as innocent boys. Innocent children. All of us. From the shitty one, from the abusers, the rape, and all of them. I mean, no, okay, be clear. I'm not telling you to sympathize with these people, but I'm saying I'm reminded how we all started out as innocent. For those of you who've seen Euphoria, spoiler alert, Euphoria, there's a character in there, male character, and he's, holy fuck, I hate him so, I hate him like I hate the character, like I hate Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Like, I saw him, he's an Australian dude, right? I saw him in an interview, and I could not separate the fucking actor from the, like, oh my god, I hate him. I'm talking about Nate, by the way, right? And there's a scene, I thought it was a beautiful scene in Euphoria where Nate, I don't know, he's going through some distraught thing and he's talking to his mother and his mom was explaining to him like, yo, I don't know if they're having a what happened to you, but she was saying how, yo, when you were a boy, you were a sweet kid. You were a sweet kid. You would take care of me. It's like you would look out for me. And it's like, I was resisting. It's like, bitch, don't make me love this kid. Don't make me love this guy. Don't make me try to make me love Nate. But it was like, at the time when I was watching this clip, I know what it was, what the writers were trying to do, but I refused. I hated him so much that I did not want to associate that monster with this little boy that she's talking about. And it's as if, after that episode, I was able to do that. That's the part I couldn't explain at the beginning. That's what I wanted to put out there. If now, I will say, if I am angry at the men, it's those who refuse to accept that we were all raised to be monsters. And the exceptions are the ones who've recognized that programming we all have and went their separate direction. Okay, I shouldn't say all, because some of you had like better male moral models. Some of you had better male role models than others. And you probably never fell for the trap or never put in a situation where, hey, hold on a second. Hold on. This notion about bitches ain't shit. Hold on. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Some of you weren't raised to be toxic males, toxic masculinities. That's what I'm trying to say. But for the rest of us, we were raised to be monsters. With that said, sheer coincidence, I swear. I don't know. This was a thought in my head, wrote it down, scrolling on TikTok, and I discovered this clip. Pure coincidence. I don't know, man. The man, Skynet, is reading my mind. But here we go.
And what's scary is every monster you have met or will ever meet was once a human being with a soul that was as soft and light as silk. Someone stole that silk from their soul and turned them into this. So when you see a monster next, always remember this. Do not fear the thing before you. Fear the thing that created it instead.
Fear the thing that created it instead. That's powerful. Yeah. I think, yo, this feature thought is just plugging the last episode, man. The conversation that I had in the last episode was also in regards to, okay, the title came from something that Deutsche said about straight men. Just casual. She's a bisexual woman, and she said, yep. You should check it out, the quote for yourself, but, you know, it's more elaborate. But essentially, she ended up uttering the sentence, straight men are red flags, and a bunch of straight men got pissed off, as opposed to recognize that she ain't lying. Some of us ain't shit. I'm one of them. Or some of us ain't shit. I'm trying not to be one of them. Or some of us ain't shit. I ain't one of them. As opposed to, how dare you? What do you mean you won't fuck me? Anyway, yeah, okay. It was in relation to that quote and my impression of watching the TV series on Netflix, Adolescence. Now, what's funny is this morning, and I'm going to play this clip right now, is I remember scrolling on TikTok, and this dude, I read the sentence, not paying attention that he put it into quotes. He goes, Adolescence was born, the TV series. And I was ready to fight this nigga till I heard about. And here we go. Because, like I said, I missed that he put it in quotation. So he meant to, it was meant to be interpreted as to the people saying Adolescence was born. And here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
So Adolescence. As soon as I was done with the show, I went straight to TikTok because I thought I was going to witness some great discourse about a show I thought was extremely relevant. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, I was majorly disappointed. Now, granted, some people did give the show the credit that it was due, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of people calling the show boring, calling the show lackluster, right? Some people saying that it was even misogynistic to not have focused on the victim that was a girl. And to that, I say, you guys completely missed the entire point.
All right, I'm going to stop it here and let you check out the full clip for yourself. Again, get the full experience. I'm stopping in here at the part that resonated, that I stuck with me the most was, being boring and how, yo, you motherfuckers missed the point. But two, and this is the important one, is the people who call it misogynistic. And that's the part that's clued in the most, and because it didn't focus on the victim. And, you know, legitimate, I understand I understand saying that, but it reminded me of something that I've always thought, and which is, I'm going to say ladies, even though it doesn't apply to all women, this does not apply to, okay. In order for men to have a productive conversation, and productive, I mean like solution-based conversation about violence against women by men, domestic, all that shit, we're going to have conversation that will be offensive, will be considered offensive. There's no way around it. If you think an abusive man offends you, imagine what his thoughts are. The thoughts going through his head. Now, I'm not saying, okay, you know, the whole meme is going to be us saying bitches and hoes, even though some dudes are going to have to be explained that, hey, you can't be saying that shit. But the point that I'm making is that when I saw, I didn't even think about it, because I was thinking about myself, is when I saw the TV series, I connected to that child. There was a version of me For those of you who don't know adolescents, spoiler alert, the murderer. And there's a scene where it's focused on that child. I don't know how old he is in that. Was he 12 years old? Whatever. But again, talked about it in the last episode. I talked about how I remember being a teenager, grade 9, whatever, and I was angry at all these pretty girls because none of them wanted to date me. In my head, that was my perception. I already had a negative view of myself. I thought the concept of validation had to come from externals only, or from the external, only cocky people, only unworthy people, arrogant people believe in self-love or have a positive idea. For no. You needed to have a teacher, a parent, a classmate, anyone but yourself to say, hey, you're okay. And on the long list of reasons as to why I'd go through life believing I ain't shit. And I was a fat kid. I ain't shit. Need to lose weight. Need all this. And now, this pretty girl just passes me by. And then the worst thing is, it wasn't the rejection. It was the fact that I was rejecting myself. I kept saying, you know, oh, I'm not going to, you know, oh, that girl is attractive. Talk to her? Hell no, because I could already imagine her dissing me, and I was mad at the fact that, oh, you think I'm ugly, ain't you? Like, I'm the one saying that to myself, but she became the voice. She became another reminder of why you ain't shit. All this to say, it created an anger inside of me. And I was blaming everyone but myself. Because at the time, I'm not that smart. I'm not smart enough to be like, hey, you need to do some soul searching. But it wasn't just me. It was like a common thing. It was like I didn't realize there was like a hatred for women. I'm saying all this to say that that series resonated. And it kind of gave me the vocabulary. Like, I don't know if I would. Okay, I doubt anyone at the barbershop I go to will see the series. I don't know. I don't think I'll bring it up. But But to those who've seen it, and connected with it, they're the ones that you can start having conversations about, yo, what's wrong with us? To talk about what's wrong with us. Yeah, going back to the misogyny thing, then yes. Ladies, there's a reason why when you walk into the barbershop, things go quiet. Because we were likely talking about, men stuff or shit that, yeah, that's just going to bother them. It's like part of the culture as a man is being hateful towards women. I mean, there's some degrees to another. Like, you know, I've never been in there. It's like, yeah, I want to kill that bitch. Whoa. I mean, actually, if anyone were to say, I want to kill that bitch, we're not going to say, yo, that's wrong. First thing's going to say, that's illegal. You could go to jail for that thing, bro. That's you know, you don't want to waste your life over some bitch. That's what the solution will be to it. We'll be like, yo, dog, well, that's a human being. That's not what you're going to hear. Again, raised to be monsters. whole bunch of us just programmed to, like, see women as less than. Anyway, I'm just saying, yo, shout out to Sigma Dale. Wait, hold on a second. Let me get his name properly. Sigma Leo. Oh, I feel like I'm missing. Okay, YouTube content creator who talks about One Piece. Team Zoro. Anyway, yeah, I'm surprised this thing hasn't gotten a lot of maybe it's just not spread a lot, but whatever, man. Omo made a good point. What's funny is, like I said, I'm social media and I see the title Adolescence Was Born. I'm like, why the fuck is this on my timeline? It ain't like TikTok to fuck shit up and put bullshit like this on my timeline. And then when I heard him out. And essentially what he's saying is, yo, all you guys saying the shit was boring, Y'all missed it. It wasn't that kind of TV series. What's supposed to have happened is some of you would have looked at it and been like, yes. That's, yeah. Because what's funny, actually, what's interesting is it was actually women, the people promoting it. Before I saw the TV series, it was more female content creators who were talking about the series. And I can't remember, but all I know is what they were saying made me say, oh, shit, this sounds deep, or this sounds like intriguing. It triggered my curiosity. And the fact that, what's his name? That character, the guy who played Gotti in Boardwalk Empire, that actor. You make me look at that job. Okay, Boardwalk Empire. And the character, his name is, I love this actor. that same guy who was in Snatch. Al Capone. Did I say John Gotti? Al Capone. Jesus Christ. Hey, who's John Gotti? Okay. The guy who played Al Capone, his name is Stephen Graham. When I saw him in that TV series, not playing a gangster, playing a regular Joe Schmo, who's like, who listened to the cops. It fucked me up. Anyway, it was a great role to see him in. Well, yeah, all right. Okay, second that motion. But yeah, so get back to the original point. Part of what I do on this show is just get you to think, essentially. Just get you to think. And my hopes for all men out there doing the work, or starting to do the work, or getting ready to do the work, or who was like, something is wrong with this world. Take the time to realize how a lot of the programming you were given, you were fed, a lot of the images you were fed, likely led you to become a monster. And you're not a monster. I guess that's what I'm trying, yeah. Reclaim your humanity. There we go. I got a final fight. Reclaim your humanity, fellas. All right. This concludes today's episode. Reminder that website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thought. Remember, when you hit play, you accepted that this was a safe space for my thoughts. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu, motherfucker. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes. The big rooms question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. The F was for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Because Whitey is like the source of all our problems. Of everything wrong in the world, boys and girls. Yeah, okay. But if it was for Whitey, we wouldn't get to Mars. I mean, a whole bunch of poor people might die so rich people can get to Mars, but that's another story. All right. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.